You're in the zone.
Nonstop. Right hand, left hand, nonstop, Josh.
With Jason Anderson.
At the time, it is the only thing I want to do.
Yeah.
The next day, I 100% regret it every time.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we'll continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Josh Briscoe, Beards, and Mick Schaefer. He's presented by Kona Big Wave. Take a little break and single task tonight with a Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing Company. What's up, Mick? How you doing, man?
Good
to see
you.
Good
to be seen. Good to be here. Happy Wednesday.
Were you at training camp today, too?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I thought you were. I thought I heard a Mick Schaefer question. And I was like, well, he said Monday was his last day at camp, but maybe they sent him up and he's still going to be back by one.
Really well phrased. Yeah. Was it a good question?
No, it was talk about how happy you are.
Yeah.
What? It was odd. It was like, oh, there's Mick.
How do you football so good?
Yeah. It was actually about the playing on the dirt in Oakland against the Raiders. You know what? It was actually about the Houston Astros cheating scandal. Yeah. And Lebo was like, damn it, you took my question. You son of a gun.
It was about the big rivalry they have with the Commanders and how it's rivalry week.
Here's my take, guys. Tell me if this is too extreme. I think Carson Wentz being the quarterback in the first year of a team called the Washington Commanders in these uniforms that they have now, I think might be the worst single vibe in NFL history. I think that might be the least swaggy introduction you can have as a newly named franchise.
You know what this game is, and it doesn't count because it's preseason, but it is the NFL version of the college football team that has a bye game against a lower opponent. You're like, this team is like, this quarterback, the uniforms are weird, and it's the Commanders, and just come in and just get the win. I mean, that's what it feels like, this smaller FCS school.
This should be the President's Cup because it's the Commanders in Chiefs.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
they'd be the Commander
dun, dun,
in Chief.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. The Commanders in Chiefs.
They'll play once every 8 years. Yes. They don't have to move the trophy very often. And it all lays in the hands of Carson Wentz
There's
and Dustin
Crumb. There's
a Democrat
in the White House, right? They'll play in Kansas City. Republican, they'll play in D.C.
There you go. It's like the Governor's Cup. You get to keep the thing.
President's Cup.
Right? Yeah, you get to keep the thing. Whatever happened to that with the Chiefs and Rams? Why don't they do that anymore?
I feel like it was on the Rams' side. They really didn't hold up their, the bargain.
They just stopped playing it. Like, no, we're not even going to play it anymore.
No.
What's our second place worst possible? I'm sticking with the worst vibes in NFL history. I would like to get at least one more nominee.
I mean, like,
of just like unsalvageable.
On field, or does like OJ count as a vibe?
No,
Why did I think of OJ too? Like, yeah, right? I really thought OJ coming back and playing in a game, like an old timers game versus the Chiefs this weekend. I don't know why I thought that, but we
make
apparently did the same thing.
More interesting. No, I'm just thinking about like the worst aesthetic in NFL history. I think it might be Carson Wentz quarterback in the Washington Commanders. Like, I think that might be, that is what I am going all in on right now to see if there is a hand in recent NFL history.
Well,
you can beat me.
I had an NBA suggestion, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
Of course I did.
Wow. It's like Nate Buchanan with soccer.
Actually, it's this year. It's the Utah Jazz trading away Rudy Gobert and then Donovan Mitchell probably going in also with those terrible jerseys they've got.
But I think the NBA changes uniforms more often and moves superstars more often.
But they change their main jerseys.
No, I know. I know. I just think you'll find other instances of that through NBA history than you will in NFL history.
I don't know who the opponent was, but any time over the last 3 years when the Jags have been involved in a color rush game.
Yeah.
On Thursday night,
those color rush games, yellow ones,
those bright jerseys. That was like, oh, here's the most color. When the Chiefs would go red on red, which is an abomination. So Jags, anytime over the last few years against another team in a color rush,
half and half helmets, quarterbacked by Blake Bortles.
Oh,
that is a good nomination. We're playing the same game now. I would need to see Carson Wentz take the field before I can formally make a ruling, but all yellow Blake Bortles for the Jacksonville Jags is a very good one.
Here's the problem. You immediately want to go to some sort of Detroit Lions example, but the Lions have great uniforms.
They do.
And they don't mess around.
All-time uniforms.
Yeah. They don't mess around.
And like Matt Stafford in a Lions uniform, pretty good vibes there.
Sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just not very good.
Did Mason Rudolph instead of Big Ben ever play in the prison Steelers jerseys that they would wear?
I like those a little bit.
The Bumblebee jerseys?
Yeah, they were perfect for Big Ben. But like for another quarterback, not Big Ben.
No, that's fair.
What about baseball example? Eric Hosmer in those like. Lisa, what's her name? Just the 80s rad uniforms they had a couple weeks ago. Do you see those?
The San Diego ones?
Yeah, the Padres.
Lisa Frank?
Yeah,
is what
Lisa
I want to
Frank.
Say?
Yes.
I almost ordered specifically an Eric Hosmer one of
those.
It's
just like a splash of green paint, splash of pink, splash of yellow.
I love those jerseys, unsurprisingly.
Can I say anytime the Royals had the vest jerseys that had like the different colored sleeves?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Any of those ever? They were talking to Justin Morneau maybe last night, the night before, I can't remember, and they showed a highlight of I can't remember who I almost said Ozzie Albies, but it was some random pitcher back in the day that, you know, gave up a home run to Morneau, and it was in the white jersey with the blue sleeves. And I was like, oh, that is awful. Like the black and the gray ones, right? Or the black, those were bad. Like even the ones where it was like, at least they're better than the worst ones. Even that was like, God, atrocious jerseys, man. So that just happened to be on the top of my mind. Like those jerseys, yes, I will. And those bad Royals teams at the same time. Not only were they a bad team, but you had to watch a bad aesthetic to that as well.
I always remember the were they Back to the Future uniforms with them and the Mariners, right?
Oh yes.
It's the worst Ken Griffey ever looked.
He had to wear his hat backwards, though, and that does count for something. That counts for a little bit of some. Turn ahead the clock.
Turn ahead the clock.
I remember
is that.
Is
that what it was?
Yes,
it was,
that's what it was called. It was absolutely called Turn Ahead the Clock. They had, like, an eighth of a sleeve on the jerseys. Like, it wasn't fully sleeveless.
I don't remember seeing these at all, but I'm looking at them now, and they are a hoot.
It was like the Mercury Rockies. It was like, you're going to be playing games on Mercury in 30 years? Is that the point here?
They did this in 2018 as well.
Yeah, they brought him back, I think, as a joke for a game. Yeah.
I don't hate the helmets, but the jerseys aren't good.
Johnny Damon in a Royals Turn Ahead the Clock jersey might be the worst vibe in Kansas City professional sports history.
You got to find somebody worse than Johnny Damon. He was a good baseball player.
And
there's plenty
right.
of examples absolutely. On those Royals teams.
That's absolutely true. I think it makes me saddest to see Johnny Damon because I don't feel like
what year
it looks
was
like
it?
A minor league.
What year was
what'd you
2000?
Say? Beards? Two, it feels like a millennium, a turn of the millennium idea.
The original ones?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Man, I just
like
don't remember
2000,
that at all.
How do you not remember that?
The Mercury Mets is what we're rocking with here. Barry Bonds, just a big Sanford interlocked SF.
1998?
Yeah.
I mean.
Makes a lot of sense.
Cool. What did Chili Davis look like in those?
Pretty good, I bet.
Cold.
I bet. Did he?
You say
did
cold
he, did he look cold?
I did.
Is that what it was?
This Diamondbacks one kind of works, actually. So
that's a victory. Was Jose Offerman really rocking those?
He really was.
Was he really looking good? Oh, man. What a team, huh? What a team. So a scare out of training camp today.
Yeah.
A couple of scares in training camp. Chris Jones started it off with after individual workouts, leaving practice on a cart in the front seat. We find out he had a sore back. Okay, that's good.
And then, I love how the position of the cart is always
matters.
What seat, and it does. It actually matters.
Was it two years ago that somebody got carted up the hill and we had a long discussion about the fact that this guy was in the front seat? And he was not in the back seat.
Which is good. And, right, shotgun, it's better.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, if you're driving the car, too, I mean, heck, you're almost completely healthy.
Absolutely, yes. Unless your left leg is sticking out in an air cast and the left on the other side. Then it's like, well, he's driving the cart, but good news, bad news. He is driving the cart. Bad news is his left leg is being wrapped with sticks and twigs and some twine just to keep it apparently in place. They didn't have enough actual medical... cast or air cast, they just had to use twigs and sticks and balsa wood. That doesn't seem like it would be good. Doesn't seem like that would work out well. But yes, front seat for Chris Jones, sore back. And then the big scare was Mecole Hardman goes up for the football, comes down awkwardly. They say he's limping to the tent with a left leg injury, and then he rides the cart up the hill, also in the front seat. But that is a groin injury. So Not too often do you go, oh, thank goodness it's a groin injury and he may only be out 2 weeks. You know, it's like in training camp. But during training camp, man, right now, if you say this guy got hurt and he's only out 2 weeks, sign me up right now. Sign me up.
Yeah, because we're almost still 4 weeks away from the season.
25 days from now. So that would still give you 11 days to come back and get ready to go if you were to miss that. Now, not the whole team, obviously, but, you know, anytime something like that happens. Because the wide receiving group is the whole being greater than the sum of its parts. That's what will make this wide receiving room skill position better or as good as last year. Mecole Hardman's part of that. Juju's part of that. Sky, MVS, mm-hmm. et cetera, part of it. So,
hopefully,
scare diverted.
Is also averted. And then
scare averted.
I was there for the
but
Mahomes
I do
trip
want
to
divert
tent.
The conversation to positive stuff.
Which was?
Derek Anderson in a Cardinals uniform. Pretty bad vibes. Going. Kyle Orton in the brown and yellow Broncos throwbacks. Yeah. Right up there.
Broncos brown and yellow? Like, that looked like the Steelers.
It's the 50-year AFL throwback sort of deal.
Mm. You know what?
I like the Steelers. I like that look there.
I do, too.
I like the color rush. The Chiefs red on red, too.
I
don't
terrible.
Like the red on red very much.
It's terrible.
White on white, I enjoy. I kind of like the Stormtrooper look a little bit.
I'm good with the white on white. It's not even the record of the Chiefs being bad when they wear those jerseys. It's that they look bad while also losing. But it's the looking bad that, if we're talking about jerseys specifically, that bothers me.
Yeah.
It's not
like
a good look.
It always reminds me of my kids when they're like, fourth, fifth grade, dressing themselves to go to school.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Red shirt, red short. Why? It's red shirt and red shorts. I'm like, that, not the same shade of red. They don't match. I don't care. It's red on red. It matches.
My son dressed himself yesterday, and I'm like, I'm letting it go. He had a black and gold Mizzou shirt, blue and dark blue Nike shorts.
Goes together.
And his new red tennis shoes.
Okay.
And I was like,
let's go.
Do what you do, man. You know, you own it. You own it, man. Be you.
All you got to do
is own
it.
Dress how you want to dress.
Just all you got to do is own it. Just own it and you're fine.
He didn't think anything of it. He came down. I looked at him. Kind of sized him up and down. All right. That's what, you know, there are plenty of times where I'm like, let's go change. Let's go change clothes, buddy. Okay, those are shorts from 2 years ago. Okay, you're not practicing out at training camp here with some of these guys with the shells on. Okay, you need to maybe wear some looser shorts there, buddy. All right, you're not getting ready to ride in the Tour de France. I don't think we need to wear that, all right? But this one, I'm like, do what you do, man. Go ahead and do it. It's all good, man. Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. Your reaction to DeMarcus Robinson being cut by the Raiders?
I didn't know until you were driving in. He's one of the first five then.
Yeah.
I think it's probably, like you said, a Lonnie Johnson type deal. Mm-hmm. They do that a lot. And, you know, let those veterans go, give them more time to latch on to another team. But, yeah, I mean, who are going to be their top five or six receivers?
I know who their top four is. Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro, and then they signed Keelan Cole and Mac Hollins along with DeMarcus Robinson. Keelan Cole was with the Jets last year, had 28 receptions, and Mac Hollins was with Miami, and he had 14 receptions.
I would have put Robinson ahead of those two.
The talk when he signed was that he was going to be competing with a couple of other guys for the number three wide receiver spot with the Raiders after Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfro. I mean, Hunter Renfro had 100 receptions last year. Yeah. So he's going to lose a lot of those to Devontae Adams. But, okay, you got Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro, and then who? Well, they signed a number of guys to fill in. They didn't draft anybody, but you got Robinson, Cole, and Hollins, and somebody figure it out. That's what's the surprising part is that Lonnie Johnson being let go because he's a veteran and go latch on somewhere else is the Chiefs drafted five quarterbacks. I mean, and then, you know, brought some in undrafted free agents and things like that.
And had plenty left over in Snead and Thornhill and other guys.
The Raiders signed two guys, not named DeMarcus Robinson, that combined for 42 receptions last year. Two guys.
What did D-Rob have? Not quite that many. Around that many.
I think he had like 30 or something like that last year. Which is also an indictment on the fact that he was in the position he was with this team because he had the second most number of snaps out of the wide receivers.
Still crazy.
Tyreek Hill and then DeMarcus Robinson. He had 25 receptions. So 25 last year for 264.
Listen,
Patrick the year
Mahomes
before that, he had 45.
Is the tide, right? Receivers are the boats, right? Mm-hmm. They all rise.
That's great.
And so in the end, we probably shouldn't be surprised about that. And anybody fretting about Tyreek Hill, that might put them their mind more at ease.
Maybe the Raiders were like, look, man, we already have Derek Carr throwing short passes. We can't have you running backwards, too. Right? We're already only completing four-yard passes. We can't make them, too. Okay, just turn and get up the field. Say what? Turn and get up the field. You're going to have to, can you draw this? I'm a visual learner. Can you show me what you're talking? I played in Kansas City. It's a show me state. I need you to show me this. I'm from Kansas. You're going to have to sunflower me.
Speaking of Mick,
Why don't we ever say
when was the last time you accidentally saw nudity on the internet, Mick?
Yeah,
it found you. Yeah.
Nobody heard that conversation earlier when I was just a jarring reaction from Twitter.
Mick was searching Twitter for something innocuous, and then all of a sudden something came up.
Yeah.
On the search.
Sure, it's happened.
Happens to me often enough now that I've changed my Twitter usage habits when I'm searching for something.
Well, I'm going to now.
I know, but it's hard to know until you made your first mistake.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about Chris Jones, you know, getting a ride up the hill and hadn't been in the team part of it. I'm like, well, at that time we didn't know, was he going to return? It was just like, okay, he went up the hill. All right, maybe he's going to come back down. And I had mentioned that there was a player yesterday that left practice, and the media was like, he's left practice, what's going on? And then like 10 minutes later, he returned to practice. And was like, okay, he's back at practice. And then he at-tweeted that after practice and said, yeah, I had to go pee. And so it was Matthew Judon. For whatever reason, I thought it was Bud Dupree. So I'm like, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was Bud Dupree. So I go to Twitter, and I type in training camp, practice, had to pee. Mm. For whatever reason, training camp, practice, and had to were eliminated, and I immediately saw Twitter videos of like, why in the hell would they be on Twitter? So that was like, what the heck? So then back. I was like, Chris Berman, back.
His reaction made me think that he had seen a decapitation. Like it was whatever it was. Well, he was not prepared.
There's some accounts on Twitter. But they've got some policing to do. There's some accounts.
Yeah, that was only half of it though. That was the first part of it. Then. Again, thinking that it was Bud Dupree.
Oh, you tried again.
I typed in just Dupree.
Dupree.
Apparently, there is a fella named Dupree.
In the adult film industry.
Who works in a different industry of entertainment.
It's all the same, you know?
And that's immediately what I'm like, what the? And then that was the jarring one. If I was even more Chris Berman, because, you know, we got this camera right here in the commercial breaks, yeah. And I'm like, no, that is not, where's the firewall, Chad? I mean, come on. We need to police ourselves here. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, how or why would, if I Google searched that, okay, maybe understandable. Why would that come up and be on Twitter?
Because. That's the answer I gave earlier. Because. Oh,
so it's like a parent talking to the kid. Why? Because I said so.
Because it's the internet.
Because.
Yeah, that's the full answer is because it's the internet.
Well,
yeah.
I get it's the internet, but Twitter isn't the platform. Twitter's the platform for yelling and screaming about politics and sports and being just generally bad people.
Yes.
Not that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of policing to do. There's a lot more of that where that came from.
Yeah, it was.
I'm told.
It was, Josh, can we rewind the show and go back to
the video footage? Yeah,
video footage?
It would have been over your shoulder, so it wouldn't have been as good as my angle. But man,
you would have seen me, like, my visceral reaction of like,
yeah.
Like, what just happened? Did somebody bite him? Did something bite him?
I can't wait to see the ads that start popping up on your web pages.
Your algorithm is screwed, man.
Why can't it just be about Bud Dupree? Why can't it be you, me, and Dupree? Why can't it be Owen Wilson? You know, can't it be something other than...
Wow.
Wow. Twitter, all right. It's so stupid, man.
Well, you're going to have to show me that page now.
it's Missouri,
well, we're in
all.
Kansas now. Yeah. I'm going to have to sunflower that page.
sunflower
this. All right, well, we'll take a timeout and we'll do a shot
one
clock review.
One segment down!
Oh boy!
Shot clock. I know one of my shot clock reviews.
I know one. I gotta find another.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what one of my shot clock reviews.
Open up
is going
Twitter.
To be.
You'll
grinds my gears.
There'll be a shot right there, right in front of you.
Just Google search Shot clock reviews. Nope. Can't do that either. We'll take a timeout. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Enjoy the rest of the day off. Thank
you,
sir.
Oh, I won't, because I'm going home to my family.
What a great dad.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, hanging out on a Wednesday edition of The Zone on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Josh Briscoe, Beards, Mick Schaefer. He's presented by Kona Big Wave. Thank you to Sam Munson, who in the previous hour, we talked with him from Pro Football Focus.
Oh, what's he like? I follow him on the Twitter. I like him on the Twitter.
I love talking with Sam Munson because he's originally from Ireland. And so as he's talking, you'll hear little bits and pieces of the Irish accent come out.
But it's mostly an American accent?
Yes, it's mostly American. It's like, it's not like, you know, like Rory in his Northern Ireland accent that, like, he's starting to almost go out of his way to almost lose the accent so he can be more universal and not have, like, oh, he's clearly from Ireland. But he can't help himself at times, Rory, because he'll be like, you know, well, it was on my approach shot when I shot it right in the middle of the green. Like, just randomly. Well, what did you use? Well, it was a 3-wood on the tee, but then I used a 3-iron. Like, just randomly, just like one word that he can't help himself that just really is as Irish as it gets, green. It wasn't like that with Sam Munson. It was more subtle throughout the entire interview. I love talking to him because he's good, informative, opinionated, and you get a hint of Irish, you know?
Show needs a sprinkle of international flair every once in a while.
That's right. They're always after me Lucky Charms. He always ends every answer with that. Well, I think the Chiefs offense this year, it's going to be different. We'll see how it goes without Tyreek Hill, but I think it could still be really good. They're always after me Lucky Charms.
The luck of the Irish.
Now, Beards, which part did you think Jason shifted from humorous to offensive? Where did you have it pivoting from enjoying our guest to racially insensitive?
Is that what it was?
Where was your cutoff? Yes.
Wait, right. So Irish is a race? Race?
If you're from it's a Ireland, nationality?
Seems like a not a race.
I don't know.
Seems like an accent
you
to me.
You can be Irish. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just trying to involve Beards in the hour, and Beards told me to go to hell. He was enjoying his silence. Sorry, Beards. I forgot that whenever you moved to middays, you took the oath of silence like a monk.
Right. That's okay. Thank you, Wallflower. Yeah, sorry. Are you not going to use the soap Irish Spring?
We're doing.
Do you feel like there are other? There are. You know what?
Appropriating their soap.
There are other seasons to Irish. It's not just about the spring.
That's a great point.
I'm just saying.
I hear it's lovely
because mainly there it's all about Irish fall because it kind of feels like that 12 months out of the year. Yeah. I've been told. I would love to go there. Seems like it's a beautiful place.
I'm not sure you'll be invited anymore.
Why not? They don't have lucky. Everybody's got lucky charms around their house and things you keep, like a rabbit's foot or something like that. You know, like, oh, my grandfather gave me this coin. It's a lucky charm. You know, everybody's got those.
You're fine.
Plus, oh, I know that.
What does that have to do with it?
Plus, Austin Powers, because they're lucky charms. Austin Powers with the Irish henchman with Austin Powers and Dr. Evil that he was saying. He collects a charm from every one of his victims.
That's right.
And they're trying to arrest him. They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
It went a long way for that joke.
They really did. And I still think of it to this day. I love it. It's a television commercial with the kids and, oh, it's cereal, but I'm having candy.
I'm sorry I asked now, how was Sam Munson? Because that's what started this.
He was great.
Down this road.
Well, Sam was great.
There's your answer.
Your answer is it's complicated.
If you didn't hear it on the podcast, guess what you missed. Go check it out and listen in. And he weighs in on the Chiefs offense and the wide receiving room and George Karlaftis in his first game and whether the Chiefs have an advantage early in the season because teams don't know what the difference the Chiefs offense will be. Like, it's going to be different, but how is it going to be different? You know, talked about the AFC West and a lot of stuff to get into. So we tried the shot clock last week. It didn't work, so we're not going to do it anymore.
That's fine. That's fine. If we can just put you on a 24-second shot clock at any point ever, I'll be happy. So,
yes.
I mean, just...
So we're going to try it again. We're going to give it a go.
Let's give it one more try.
One more
try. I mean, we're doing it again forever. Wednesdays in perpetuity. We'll never stop.
One more again. We'll try it yet again. So we each go around twice.
Here's the concept. Everybody's got two topics that they can review, but you got to do it in 24 seconds or less. You will begin. You will say what you're reviewing. The clock will start. You'll hear that. And then at the buzzer, you've got you can collect. The ball can be in the air. It's got to be out of your hand at the buzzer. And then you give it a score on a scale of 1 to 10.
Also, I'll point out real quick, the NBA actually released a last two-minute report about last week's shot clock
reviews. Oh, yeah, let's go to that.
It says here that both Mick Schaefer and Jason Anderson should have been whistled for shot clock violations on both of their reviews last week.
Interesting.
They made a point of emphasis for this week then that if anybody goes over, I turn their mic off.
Wow, well, okay.
I mean,
all
you
right.
can still take here's a shot thing. After the shot clock goes off.
Here's the thing.
Just a turnover.
Wisconsin played Duke in the national championship in 15 because they didn't have a Nigel Hayes shot clock violation. It happens.
So okay. Can I just run fast break here and just get my takes up? Texas sucks! And just let the other 23 seconds roll off the clock?
I think
that's up to you. That's up to how you are willing to treat the show.
I actually think every week you should have a Texas sucks take. Since you had one last week,
that's
the
so
only
many.
Way that you can continue this is if it's today. And then you just somehow it's why UT sucks.
Somehow they weren't in the AP poll, so that's not grinding my gears.
How?
I don't know.
They didn't get a first place vote in the AP?
They did. They got several first place votes, a lot of last place votes. They ended up like 30th.
Also receiving votes. Also receiving first place
votes.
What's
ever happened? Like a receiving votes got a first place vote.
Also receiving votes with the number of points and then a parentheses. How many first place votes they got?
Two.
In parentheses, Virginia Tech, 230 points.
Yes, love it. Just some Homer-like
that would be great,
beat,
man.
Guys.
That would be awesome. All right, so we start in the shot clock with you, Josh.
Oh, Perry, why don't you open it today? You to open it today. You're really here to you're really here to lock down the rules, and I trust you to kind of be the Scott Foster of this show.
I
feel like you should open it up, Referee Foster. What's your first shot clock review?
My first one is something I saw a couple weeks ago, but I'll do it. I saw The Shining for the first time.
There we go. Perfect.
I'm not much of a horror movie person. But one of the movies that I'd like to have seen was The Shining. So I had that on my list. I was finally able to watch it. It's pretty good. I've never seen any other Stephen King thing except for Maximum Overdrive, which is hilarious.
Awesome show.
It's great. Huh. I love a slow burn of a movie or a show, and that was great for me. Shelley Duvall's not great, but like past, we know more about that now. 8 out of 10.
Okay. Olive oil.
You said were you disappointed by it, Mick, when you saw The Shining?
I saw it later. Listen, most shows, like movies from like 70s and even 80s, mm-hmm. if you haven't seen it, you hear all these great reviews. You go back, you're like, okay.
It was good.
Because we make movies better now. We just flat out do. They're a lot longer and slower, and we're better. Back then, we're better now. But Maximum Overdrive is a fantastic
incredible.
Film. It used to scare me as like a 10-year-old. Now you go back and watch it. Emilio Estevez. Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen it. No.
The machines take over, like cars.
Because like a comet passes by the Earth.
Yeah, cars.
Oh, that's all it takes.
Lawnmowers. A guy gets run over by his own lawnmower. Mm-hmm.
Vending machines. They start shooting coke cans at people.
Right, and like killing people.
What?
And like remember the steamroller that went through the Little League game and took out the right fielder? I do.
No.
I'll put it this way. I think he wrote the movie as well.
Stephen King.
He directed the movie himself.
He directed it.
The
and
right fielder?
Specifically, his favorite band is AC/DC, and that is the soundtrack that they used for it for a horror movie was AC/DC. It's excellently terrible.
What was the motivation for that?
Cocaine.
Cars take over.
I want to write and direct a movie where a steamroller takes out a right fielder.
I'm so
in a
tired of
game.
Automobile abuse.
The there's a at least. It's out there. I don't know if it's true, but there is at least a conversation that Step Brothers was made because they wanted to make a movie with grown men making bunk beds that then fall.
That was the spark.
I
believe that.
And then they're like, let's go write it. Let's write it. Let's noodle. Let's do this thing. And then they get one of the best comedies that I've ever seen.
I haven't seen it.
Show's halfway there.
You need to give them like a week off, and they all just they go to a
so far, so good.
Somewhere
yeah.
and they watch, it's like find a theater room, and they just watch all regular movies that every other human has watched.
I'll do that. I mean, are we talking like this is like a homework vacation? So as long as you can get that to work where I don't have to burn vacation days on that,
this is like
I'll
eight,
host Beards
eight
in
movies
my basement.
A day.
Yeah.
For seven straight days.
That's fine.
We'll give you a list of 56 movies.
That's great. I'm in.
So if
56 feels like
it's probably
quite
not
a few.
No, it's not enough.
But
so if I would have had the clip played when the contract came out with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, we had to have the whatever, 4 hours or whatever. If I'd had the clip playing of from Step Brothers going, that's it. You've left me no choice. No TV for a week. What? You're. And high! It's Shark Week!
Place of prison!
Place of prison! You wouldn't have got that reference, so...
Nope.
We didn't do it.
No. No, I don't,
good
I don't think I did. I'm
but
glad.
That would be great if the Cardinals found Kyler. You leave me no choice. No TV for a week.
That's basically where they're at.
I Know Cops doesn't come on till 4.
That's right, and you're sweating. I Know Cops doesn't come on till 4.
All right, who's up next? I'll go next. I know I'm going to lose everybody on this one, which is why I needed Beers to open up somewhere else. But I need to talk at least for 24 seconds about the three new Death Cab for Cutie songs.
Oh, okay.
I love that band.
See, here's the thing. Lots of people love that band for a long time, and then maybe they kind of disappeared. Some of the more recent albums I have really, really loved, but I wasn't listening to Death Cab in 2006 or whatever. That my friends were, and I kind of got there late. The three new songs, Mick. I'm just talking to you. I can't even look at Jason. The three new songs rip ass. These three songs are incredible. They are all like an evolution, a revitalization of music I thought I stopped liking 5 or 6 years ago. Fully back, 9 out of 10 on the three new songs.
Yeah, you relate. That's,
first of all,
you didn't
rips
get
ass.
Show.
That's a good term.
That's a positive.
Positive. Awesome.
That's a positive. Well, the Youngs decided that one a while back. We forgot to fill you guys in, but okay. Now you know.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, sorry.
Well, like some
when
of those...
I do it in here. After QT runs.
That's not the same.
Oh, okay,
that's
different.
That's a bad
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, right. No, that's a different. But you know,
it's
like, you know how, like, so I don't know if you know about this, but like, sick can also mean
oh,
cool
yeah. No,
now.
No, all the kids are saying, my son and all his friends say sick
yeah.
And epic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God, that car is epic.
Well, but the epic oh, is always cool. Big and yeah. Good.
Right, I know, but sick is.
Sick
like,
is like, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's
there
so
was a
sick.
Time, like, in
19- epic is always ripped ass.
In 1955.
It's always been sick.
Where cool wasn't known. Like, kids were saying cool,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Parents were rolling their eyes. What is this? What is this?
Yeah.
You mean you're
they should
cool.
Just say good.
Yep. Cool, really.
Also,
ill. What's ill?
If,
okay.
If we did a Venn diagram of your likes and your likes, I think they would maybe touch, like a sliver yeah. Would overlap. Maybe
a football shape.
Chiefs, that's it.
It would just be a football in the middle.
Sports radio and football.
That, yeah, that's it.
That's really it. Yep. Everything else is just two separate globes.
But think about how much ground we cover with those two globes. I mean, we're covering
or
a
how
lot
much
of
ground we
now.
Don't cover, but treading water for 4 hours, but not actually covering any ground.
And then Beards is in a third globe that has no crossover with you and a sliver with me. But then he's off doing his own thing, rotating around our planets.
But at least he does that while not offering much on the air.
Exactly.
So that's at least a positive. Mick or Jason?
Mick, why don't we get a shot clock review from you, Mick Schaefer?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah,
really
what is?
Not getting to do the feud at the big party last Thursday
thank
night.
You.
Here we go.
So
that sucked, by the way. I was so looking forward to all the attention from all those famous people out there and kicking Seren's ass
yeah.
And Grunhard and Trent Green. I was psyched up. That's all I thought about. I didn't go eat because I was staying at my table thinking, oh, we're next. Oh, we're next. Oh, we're next. We were never next.
No.
I didn't go get drinks. I'm just kidding. I totally did, but I almost didn't. That was horrible. I've done the math. Next time I'm going to do it, I'll be like 145 years old. 1 out of 10.
It's funny that... 4 of the 5 on our team wanted to do the feud.
Yeah.
Who was the fifth that didn't?
0 of the remaining 6 wanted it. We're like, yeah, cool. Let's cancel it. Let's be
I
done
think
with this.
Lebo wanted to do it in his
well,
heart, you know?
Lebo
I think Lebo really wanted it to be over close to on time is what I think Lebo wanted more than to do the feud.
There was a lot of yammering up there. There was just a lot of talking.
I know. I apologize.
Were you still there whenever I got up there and kept it tight? Jason and I agreed to ask the coaches one question each, then Jason asked two.
Chad told me ask him two.
Did he really?
True story.
Well, Chad wasn't in our conversations about keeping it tight.
Well,
and you did radio questions, which in radio, the question is as long as the answer most of the time.
I didn't do a radio
maybe
question.
Maybe longer.
You
didn't do a radio
definitely
question.
Did a radio question.
No, I didn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Said you guys were 1 yard short of winning a state championship
a
5 years
context.
Ago.
Out of context. I asked my coach what made his team special.
Yeah, you said talk about your team. Nice job.
Yeah.
Nice
that's
press
what you need
nice,
at 100 years.
Nice press conference question.
No, you're right, Jason. I did have a misconception that you rarely have, which is that the guest might like to talk about something a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a that's not a question. That's a request.
What sucks is that
I was requesting.
Talk
to
about
keep it
your
tight.
Team. Well, there's 11 of us, and we play a sport. What else you want to know?
All right, next, let's go.
Now, what sucks is that Mumford and Sons was there too, and they got bumped.
See, that was incredible, man. Yeah. We talked about Mumford and Sons. Jason didn't know who Mumford and Sons were.
What is wrong?
No,
with
I said
you?
I don't know what songs they do.
The Cave.
The Cave.
Lion
Little
Man.
Lion Man. Lots of more songs.
Seems like the Little Lion Man could be in the Cave.
The Ted Lasso theme song.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Marcus Mumford. I think it's just him.
Okay.
Not his sons.
What about Markeith? Is Markeith Mumford?
Yeah, it's a common mistake, but he is the third of the
Mark Kevin
of the triplets.
Always get him confused.
Jason, what do you want to review? You got 24 seconds. What's grinding your gears? What's filling your soul?
I would like to review inappropriate content on Twitter.
Yes.
So all I was doing was just simply searching for something that happened at training camp, and all of a sudden you get these things that there's no reason that they should be on Twitter. Like, if you're going to Google search some stuff, yeah, I get it. A couple of years ago, we Google searched put something on they ass for Eddie Kinnison, only it was things about things that were put in. But that's understandable. It's Google. This is Twitter. This is for all of the bad things being yelling at people and awful individuals. It's a 1 out of 10.
You nailed it. 24 seconds, all it takes. Sound a little out of breath, but you're right. Everything you just said
was
true.
That wasn't out of breath. That was just me it's just so disappointing. I'm disappointed in Twitter. That's what it is.
That one is on you.
I'm just
for
disappointed.
Still having expectations on Twitter.
I thought they held themselves to a higher standard than that. Just disappointed.
Beards, what's your second shot clock review of the day?
My second shot clock review, season 4 of Westworld. So I mentioned this a little bit on Monday.
Didn't you do
this? No, I said I was going to do it today. Season 1, excellent. Season 2, really good. Season 3 is fine. Season 4 goes back to season 1 in terms of, like, it has a mystery that you're kind of more trying to solve, trying to figure out in the world and everything. The acting's still really good. Everything looks great. I'm excited for what they're hoping to do in season 5 if that gets greenlit. I really hope it does because I want to see the show end because that'll be the last season. I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10. It's really good.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Good for you.
I'm going to give you my second review.
Briscoe.
Which is these shoes. I got my Hey Dude shoes. I got them in and
my son has the exact same pair.
Do you really? That's okay. I'm here to share this time with you. I've got a little pattern on the back because generally speaking with the dudes, my concern is that I don't always love my allies. I've started seeing them in public more often. It's like father of 4, father of 3, father of 1, but working on 7. And it's like, okay, these are, when I show them the Renee, you got your dad's shoes. And I've been kind of shaking that off since then. But here's the thing. They're comfortable. They breathe. I did a little sock trick and I can machine wash them. So far they're a strong 7.5 out of 10.
Done.
Hey, all right. That close?
It is close.
Review it. Put Ray, run it back.
That's absurd.
I got the little sock thing in here. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna try, and without the little sock liner.
Those aren't dad shoes.
Agreed. Thank you.
Air Monarchs are dad shoes. Those are not dad shoes.
Cool Johnson County dad shoes.
That's right. That's right. These are cool dad shoes.
Let me see it. Your computer is blocking.
Cool dad shoes.
See the back. It's business in front, little party in back.
Exactly. Yeah. Business up front, party in the back is exactly right.
Oh, I changed my opinion now on whatever's going on in the back there.
Yeah. Too much party?
Yeah, way too much party.
I get it.
Hey, they got all gray.
It's a little too eccentric for my taste.
Lot of different options. Almost too many, some would say, after spending too long scrolling through the website.
Here's my taste in shoes.
These are on sale.
All right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got some tennies on. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's my taste in shoes,
I'm just trying to let my feet breathe, and they feel great. Mick, what's your second shot clock review?
You know what really grinds my gears?
What really grinds your gears, Mick Schaefer?
Back to school pictures on the first day.
Whoa!
What are we doing? What are we doing? First of all, I get it. It's the best. My kids are going to look all year long. The best, jersey my son's going to wear. My daughter's actually going to brush her hair. I get it. But you're taking the picture on August 17th to represent the school year. Don't get the yearbook till July of next year. That looks nothing like my kid in that year. They look more like fourth graders than fifth graders.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Incredible.
It's not because you brought up the two sides of that.
Poor representation.
Most of the time, everybody's got their best clothes. You got a haircut, and it's all like everybody's got the fresh haircut and clothes. So you get them all at the same time, as opposed to like middle November. It's like, oh shoot, today's pictures. Yeah. Oh, we forgot to get it. Well, it's fine. He's in fifth grade. Nobody's going to remember this. Okay, it's not a big deal. All right. So
close us out, Jason.
There are no spoiler alerts in this, so if you're listening here, don't worry. I'm not going to give spoiler alerts. Okay. I'm going to review Better Call Saul. Okay. So I think it was pretty impressive that they were able to come up with two separate series in the same universe that covered different ground and different characters. It was absolutely brilliant. I don't know if they can have another series in the same universe because it was so entertaining and those guys are so good. The entire series was awesome, but I was a little underwhelmed with the finale.
Wow!
5 of 10.
Wow, the whole series you're giving a 5 out of 10?
No, the series is like a 9.5 out of 10.
Okay, all right.
Like, Ozark?
I went back to the monitor on this one. This is a ref. Stopped the play to go.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
But just as real quick, like, I've been on the opposite side of these things now twice. Ozark's series finale, I liked it, but everybody hated it. I liked it. This one, everybody, what a great finale for Better Call Saul. And I'm like, eh.
Okay.
I was fine.
It's hard. Eh. I've tried to get into Better Call Saul twice, like watched 5-6 episodes.
I love it.
I can't do it.
I love
Breaking Bad's my number one.
Yeah.
Number one. Top. It must get better. Or I'm just missing something.
No, it gets so good. But it's just amazing that, obviously, Saul and Breaking Bad, those characters, Mike, those... But it's just completely different shows. And it's brilliant. It's really well done. So, like, the show is awesome. Finale? Eh. And I get the meanings and everything behind it, and people wrote about it. And I was like, well, this is why this... And I get it. It's totally understandable, but eh.
You know what was a 10 out of 10? Shot Clock Reviews. We did it, everybody. That felt like the bit... as was sort of designed to be executed.
I give it a 3.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Mick, you're a big Diamondbacks fan. It was the Pirates that they were facing off against last night.
I love D-bags, not D-backs.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I like your game, Josh.
Thank you. Appreciate
his game?
That.
I don't know. I like your exercise.
Thanks, man. It feels like a game. Feels like an exercise.
What is it?
Shot clock. Shot clock reviews. That's what you're talking about, right?
I burned like 500 calories.
Yeah.
It's an exercise.
It is. Absolutely.
I had no idea what you were alluding to.
Like, we just did.
I mean, right. Well, we just did a lot in the break. We talked about the Ozark finale. We talked about Better Call Saul. We talked about...
lots of finales. Sopranos.
Mad Men. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them.
I left the studio. Not a single one of those have I seen. And I do like TV.
I don't think you do.
Talk about the finale of The Good Place.
How much time do we have?
Stranger Things?
I have a good idea. Each week we give him a movie to watch.
This is already on a sheet. Josh's book report. Josh's movie book report is on a sheet.
Great.
I love it.
And Shot Clock reviews have now become that.
We just don't have time for it all.
Just give me permission.
We can't fit it in. It's only 5 days.
Give me permission to stop watching the Royals at least one night a week, and then I'll watch a movie in their place.
Here's the deal.
I would much rather watch the movie.
I'll give you 4 possessions to do the movie review.
Four straight possessions.
Wow. Whole quarter.
And I'll give Beards a quarter, too. How about that?
It'll be like Andy Reid. I'll get 10 seconds.
Yeah. You don't know what that reference is.
Oh.
God, you suck.
Yeah.